This is Dr. Dave dictating consultation on Maria Ortega. First name Maria, M-A-R-I-A. Last name Ortega, O-R-T-E-G-A. Her date of birth is October 18, 1954. Patient seen for Michelle Balderas, B-A-L-D-E-R-S, of ANH Family Clinic, and for Anna Luna, N.P. of ANH Family Clinic. Dear sir, thank you for this referral. This 69 years old Hispanic female comes for ovulation. She does not smoke or drink. She denies any drug allergies, symptoms. She says occasionally she gets lesion over the feet, like small punctate, P-U-N-C-A-T-E, lesions, looking like petechiae, and they go away. Other than that, she does not have any other symptoms. Occasionally her legs ache. New paragraph, history of present illness. The patient developed deep vein thrombosis on 19th February 2024, all of a sudden while she was at work. Since then, she has been on Eliquis 5 mg twice daily. New paragraph, past medical history. She has history of hypertension for which she is on amlodipine 5 mg daily, and for hyperlipidemia, she was on lovastatin 20 milligram daily. New paragraph. She takes calcium with vitamin D as supplement, and she is on alendronate 70 milligram once a week. Physical exam, she is She is 69 years old, height 5 feet 3, weight 96, blood pressure 146 over 64, ICNT unremarkable, lymph node negative in the neck, chest symmetrical, lungs were clear, heart regular, abdomen soft, bowel sounds active, extremities no edema. Rare petechial lesion seen over the left lower extremity. New paragraph. Diagnosis. One, history of blood clot in the left leg. Diagnosis 2, history of hypertension. Diagnosis 3, hyperlipidemia. New paragraph recommendations. She has taken Eliquis for almost 6 months now. So we can safely discontinue and evaluate her for any coagulation disorder. If she is not found any coagulation disorder, then we can safely place her on baby aspirin because at that point, continuing Eliquis might not be justified. Thank you. This is a consultation on Maria Ortega. Copy of this may be sent to ANH Family Clinic. Thank you.